The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, Memorial Day, 11th of May, 2021. And I'm not going to do a whole lot about Memorial Day because everybody's tripping all over themselves as our troops are keeping everybody safe. And no, they aren't. Gosh. And just recently, I guess they discovered with two tours of the Middle East that 73,000 Americans are now dead. Gee, I only thought it was 3,000-4,000. No. I've said that that number has been exaggerated, and it is. Do I have Steve? Is he on the telephone? Well, we need to call him. This guy is in the 21st century hellhole of technology. Nice house, but you just can't get internet service to it. Wow. Yeah. I've got a minute here, I'll do this. Somebody had sent me this, and I checked this out, and lo and behold, it's true. All 10 of Biden's high-profile appointees are Jewish. That's right, every single one. Secretary of State, Janet Yellen, Attorney General, Merrick Garland, Secretary, Homeland Security, is Mayorkas, and I put that in a question box, but they do have different names. Director of, I think, let me take another look at this. Director of National Intelligence, there we go. Anthony Blinken, Blinken, and Nod. Secretary of State, Wendy Ruth Sherman. Secretary for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland. And Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, David S. Cohn. Now, folks, with a population of only 2% Jewish in this country, do you find it a little bit odd that Biden's top 10 picks for spots in the intel community and banking and all this other stuff is Jewish? Just makes, is that a coinky dink? Or, since speaking with Dan Titus, they're getting ready with this bloated budget, this $1.9 trillion supposedly for infrastructure and to fix this country. Yeah, we're going to borrow and spend a whole lot of money, which is going to cause hyperinflation. That ought to fix everything. Well, there's one problem here. That ain't going to fix nothing. But the money is going to NGOs, non-governmental organizations. This isn't for infrastructure. You'd heard tell, the media even talking about it from time to time. Well, everything looks like infrastructure to them. That's because it's not going to go to the infrastructure. That's why. It's not going to go for bridges and roads. There might be some projects that will start up, but the majority of this money is to non-governmental organizations, political groups, and the people that have been in there working real hard to flip this country politically. There's your JoJo Biden for you. How's that working out for us, folks? Do I have Steve now?
You got me, but you're on phone.
You're on the phone. I'm on a microphone.
Yeah. No, it's not taking my Windows 7.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
Well, Rivero has that.
I thought he did, unless he's using a different computer. I'll have to talk to him, see what's going on. It worked fine yesterday. It is saying now that the program does not support the version of Windows your computer is running, so they're playing little games with me now.
Oh, well, you know, it is their systems. They own it. You don't pay anything for Skype. If you did and there was a contract, you might have a complaint. But since it's free to the public, suffer. Wow.
We'll figure it out.
By the way, I found this rather fascinating. Arizona, they got a problem out there. Politically, the Arizona governor vetoes 22 bills, including election integrity and anti-critical race theory legislation. Now, the excuse that Governor Ducey is giving, Steve, is that they need to focus on passing a budget. They only have a month left here, I guess, while they're in the fiscal year. They only have a month left. And this is what he said about it. He said, today I vetoed 22 bills. Some are good policy, but with 1 month left until the end of the fiscal year, we need to focus first on passing a budget. That should be priority one. The rest of this stuff can wait. Wait a minute. Stolen elections, that's okay with you? Telling our school children this critical race theory? Some students coming home looking at their parents and going, you're racist. Boy, how's that for busting up the nuclear family, huh? Now, this guy is supposedly a Republican. Well, so was John McCain. And this guy was closer to the devil's disciple than he was anything else in the political arena. So, he also rejected House Bill 2792, which would bar the mass mailing of ballots to residents who didn't even request them. And that was vetoed on May 28th by the governor himself. You know, Steve, we do not have a representative government anymore. I wonder if anybody's noticed.
Surprised that, you know, if you put it on terms of, just in terms of medical, you come in through the ER, you triage it, okay? What's the most important thing to take care of first? The guy with the stub toe or the guy that's got an arm hanging off, he's bleeding profusely. One of the situations, they need to prioritize it, and they need to definitely, put it on a scale of what's most important to fix. Well, your indoctrination programs in school, that's really not an issue, but stolen elections, election integrity is very, very important. People are losing faith in the system as we go along in there, John. Do I want to participate in 2022 or 2024? An election that I know that will not be representative of vote. Do I want to participate? No, I don't. I don't. I would prioritize that much, much higher and take care of that. And your governor, the governor of Arizona, is acting like a rhino. He's acting like a John McCain on somebody's payroll.
Well, according to the GOP chairwoman, Kelly Ward, she said that this election integrity measure and a bill that would prohibit entities from using taxpayer funds to promote their quasi-Marxist critical race theory. I mean, really? Since when did they give them the green light to practice anything in politics outside of reading, writing, and arithmetic? Since when did they become the arbiter for indoctrination of our children? Since when was that power granted to any school board, to any governor? I am shocked that the entire country was talking about this last week. Oh, critical race theory. Oh, it's got to go. It's got to go. And this guy, you want to talk about political ill timing? This guy turns around and vetoes anything that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Now, I understand you got to pass a budget in a state. I get that. But I'm sorry, he's only going to focus on one thing for the next 30 days? They don't have enough people in the legislature out in Arizona to cover other issues? They got to be single-minded and drill down on this until what? Your kid comes home, picks up an axe out of the garage and murders you because you're a dirty Marxist? Oh, I'm sorry, a dirty conservative white person? I mean, this is crazy. I've never...
John, have you ever worked a job where they said you can go home when you're just before, right? You just can't say, well, you know, we're three quarters through on this job here. We're just going to pack it up. We're going to go home. We'll come to a job where that said I could just leave early. I had to get my job done, finish the job. What is wrong with these people for some reason in government that say, well, you know, we just didn't have enough time to fix the job here. We're just going to cut loose. We're going to go home. You stay, you finish the job, then you go home. I mean, these people are not, you know, manual labor type people. They sit in offices, they have their little group meetings, they decide what the budget is, and they come to some resolution of what the budget will be. What's so hard about this?
Well, when you have dwindling funds and you've got people that still have their hand out, and of course you're perceived in your state as governor of trying to placate everybody and everything, and they all have their hands out while you, what, the aforementioned, you have limited budget. You know, I don't know if anybody's noticed here, Steve, but this whole claptrap, this scandemic that they just pulled on this country, has basically crippled it beyond belief, maybe beyond repair. And now we have a government that's so benevolent that they're going to go out there and toss billions and billions and billions of dollars hither and yon to fix the mistake that they were a part of in the first place. Does anybody have a problem with this?
Well, that's probably why they came up with they can't go back. We can't return back to what we knew. Is the back to the normal. There's a new normal, and the new normal has new commerce and new guidelines. And that's what they're probably trying to work with, how to figure out how to salvage, not salvage, because we're talking about a start over, a reset. There's no going back to normal.
Well, there isn't, as long as these assets continue to run the government. Right. That is the problem. You know, loans aren't made from the banks to redistribute countrywide hither and yon billions and trillions. Let's just use their correct term, trillions. That doesn't get done unless somebody is in there facilitating it. It just doesn't happen. You don't take your eye off of it and all of a sudden, oh, look, the budget just exploded. We've got to borrow trillions of dollars to make everything right. Really?
Well, John, the $6 trillion he's proposing to fix infrastructure, I can only assume last time they pulled this, it was 5,500 pages, and nobody had a clue. On all the pork was stuck in the middle somewhere, and nobody had a clue, so we'll just sign it, and then we'll read it after we sign it. I can only assume this thing's 10,000 pages or more. If it's six trillion dollars, I can imagine we're talking about 10,000 documents here.
Well,
and where's the pork? How's this thing broken?
Well, and again, that's kind of a misnomer, because pork is just placating a political faction that you made promises to not release the photos of you being with that little boy or something. I don't know.
Right.
But the problem here is that they are overstepping. Has anybody noticed we've got hyperinflation going on right now?
Yes, we do.
You know, for the first time on Memorial Day, and of course they cite availability of product. Gasoline in some cities was going to $3.50 or more a gallon. Well, because the demand was on. For what? A lousy couple of days? Yeah.
Well, let me throw something at you. I've been watching it. I'll look it up here in a little bit on break. The Baltic Dry Index. You telling me the Baltic Dry Index is going up and up and up. The economy is looking great. It's over 4,000 and hasn't been 4,000 in ages and years. So let me get this right. We had the Suez Canal blockage here with the Ever Given ship. And finally, that's been over a week. That was over a week, the log jam there. And all those backup of cargo ships, container ships after that. So it would be understanding if there's a log jam and there's orders placed already, then why is the Baltic Dry Index, which is based on orders taken, that there's a need and we need more and more and more, if there's a log jam of stuff waiting in...
Oh.
No.
Okay, stick the left leg out because we just lost you.
You got me still?
I do now. You winked out for about 15 seconds there.
Oh, well, that's, you missed the best part. If there's a log jam of container ships that are supposed to be coming and unloading, and if you understand the Baltic Dry Index, it's based on the corporations that are putting in orders for raw materials. They are not putting orders for raw materials in it yet because they're waiting for their product to arrive. So why is the Baltic Dry Index going up?
Well, it shouldn't be.
Exactly. It's not. It shouldn't.
Because
they're at sea. There's hundreds of ships at sea waiting to unload in Portland, Oakland, San Francisco, other ports to unload the product. So if they're backlogged on unloading the product, there's no orders going out for raw materials. So your Baltic Dry Index should not be going up. It should be going down because there's no orders being taken.
Well, if there's no orders being taken, what's being supposedly shipped on these boats?
No, what I'm saying is they're putting it, those are old orders. Those are old orders for product that have not arrived to be unloaded. So you don't put in new orders when you haven't received the old orders on those purchases. So Baltic Dry Index should not be going up. It should be going down. They're still waiting for their first order of product. They haven't got it because it's backed up at sea.
I got you.
You see where I'm coming with this?
Yeah.
The Baltic Dry Index should not be going up. It should stall. It should be going down, and the product has to be unloaded to fulfill the first orders that were made. Nobody's making new orders on top of an old order that was never received yet. Baltic Dry Index should be going down. It should stall out right now.
Well, there isn't a whole lot being produced. We got hyperinflation. We have stuff on back order. We can't hire people to do the jobs that they were doing before because the government saw fit to roll in and pay them unemployment, and they're sitting around playing games or at the beach, mask or no mask. Who the hell's running this country?
That's a good question. Very good question.
Well,
I theorize that Biden wouldn't make 100 days. He fooled me. He's there. He's still in place, but he's not running the show. He can't do a press conference. He can't be asked questions. He will not do any TV appearances talking to the nation. The guy is clearly just a figurehead, and somebody else is clearly running the show.
Well, and God, Steve, I'm just tired of all this stuff. The government is here to help. Oh, we're here to help. No, we've created the problems that now we're trying to help you with, but you shouldn't have created the problems in the first place. I give you, right. Since this is Memorial Day, I will cover this issue because this is what people need to hear. Iraq war deaths exceed Vietnam war numbers. Department of Veteran Affairs report 73,000. Did you hear what I said, folks? I said the Department of Veterans Affairs. Not some guy reading some loose leaf report in grandma's back room. No. Department of Veterans Affairs. 73,000 U.S. Gulf War deaths. Now, more Gulf veterans have died than the Vietnam veterans, 53,000. But the truth has been hidden by a technicality. And the listeners to this program will remember me telling them that George Bush didn't want any photos of flag-draped coffins because, well, that wasn't important. The boots on the ground over there was to eliminate terrorism and the bad guys are running this country. Yeah, we'll pick it up from there on the other side. Some of this stuff will shock you. It did me. Steve Elkins, John Stadtmiller. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone?
You know, Steve, something odd has happened with the Iraq war. The government under the Bush administration did something a little dishonest that resulted in a lie that persisted since the war began and continues to this very day. They decided to report the war deaths in Iraq only, and only if a soldier died with his boots on the ground in a combat situation. Mm-hmm. Not a stray shot, a bomb, IED. No. This is combat. If you died, yeah. Well, the actual figures have been hidden from the American public, just like the returning flag-draped coffins were censored from the press. But the figures are now available, and we can only hope that the American people will be outraged when they learn how they've been misled. And who's going to tell you? MSNBC? Fox News? Oh, no. They're too busy telling you, oh, well, these guys are heroes. What, empire building, going in the Middle East, for what reason? Weapons of mass destruction that they knew going in didn't exist? Oh, boy. And I'm going to depend on these people for what? To tell me the straight truth of actually how many people were killed? Gee, if it was 73,000 veterans that died, how many of people in Afghanistan? How many in Iraq? How many in Syria? How many? I have been told that it is in the millions. Yeah. So it's okay for George Bush. We had 9/11. That was it, Steve. It was Saddam Hussein and his boogie boys that caused that. So we've got to go invade the Middle East and go kill anything that wears a towel on its head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, as of May 2007, reports in the Gulf War Veterans Information System reveal, did you hear what I said? As of May 2007? How many years ago was that? Reveal these startling numbers. Total U.S. military Gulf War deaths, 73,846. Deaths amongst the deployed, 17,847. Deaths amongst non-deployed, 55,999. Statistics for non-lethal injuries are likewise staggering. Total undiagnosed illness, they call it the UDX, 14,874 claims. The total number of disability claims filed, oh God, 1,620,906. Disability claims amongst the deployed, 407,911. Disability claims amongst non-deployed, 1,212,995. Yeah, this is another conspiracy theory here, folks. Well, more deaths and mystery to follow. More than 1,820 tons of radioactive nuclear waste. They call it depleted uranium. Oh, it's good for blasting holes in tanks and stuff. They were exploded in Iraq alone in the form of armor-piercing rounds and bunker busters. Now, this represents the world's worst man-made ecological disaster ever. There was only 64 kilograms of uranium that was used in the Hiroshima bomb. And we're talking...
Yeah, the depleted uranium over there, John, is wrecked their economy, their soil, their everything, and the birth defects and the death, radiated deaths. Nobody talks about that.
See, and what a neat, nifty thing that the military came up with. Isn't this great? This is almost like a nuclear bomb without the mushroom cloud.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kills slowly, much slower, than the regular bomb. But, you know, John, government, again, this is nothing more than government tweaking numbers to pat themselves on the back when they think it's appropriate, and then tweaking numbers downward when it hurts their reputation. This is just, this is like common core math with government. Again, lying with the numbers, just like your unemployment numbers, your Baltic Dry Index numbers, your lying Wall Street numbers that it's a consumer-driven market. If there's a number that the government that speaks a number, you can bet it's been tweaked. It's not a true number. There's no honesty in their numbers.
Well, when I heard George Bush, and I know he was trying to limit his political liabilities, when I heard the press say that we're not allowed to take any photos of the Flag Drake coffins coming back, now I understand why. If you looked at 73,000 plus Flag Drake coffins, wouldn't you start to ask a few questions as to visiting again? Why are we in the Middle East? Because of all the lies that were spread? Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. No, he didn't, because he realized the CIA and the U.S. government are not to be trusted. He was sold weapons as long as he used them to go beat up Iran and bomb the hell out of them. But he smartened up. He said, no, 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 no. We're getting rid of this stuff, and which they did. But that didn't stop the U.S. invasion of Iraq now, did it?
No, it did not. No. You know, the government, the Pentagon, learned from their mistakes in Vietnam that when they brought the horrors of war into the living room on your TV, they realized that was a big mistake. Americans have a heart. They have empathy. They're not cruel people. And if you start showing coffins that are draped with the American flag coming home, all these dead boys, you're right, people are going to ask questions. Wait a minute, were we told truthfully what's going on here? Are there really weapons of mass destruction? They made a mistake broadcasting that war so much in your face on the TV. They are not going to make that mistake again, twice.
Saying that the Middle East made up for Vietnam. Oh my God. Phones are open, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get on board, please do. Call in number 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then
gosh, I haven't heard that song in years. By the way, Steve, Tom is going to be calling you directly after the show to peek at your computer to see what condition your computer's condition is in.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem. All right. Rolling around to Moderna and the mRNA. Did you post that story, by the way, the Dallas staff is suing the hospital? Yeah, we'll get around to that as well. Did you see that story, Steve?
No, I did not. I did not.
Well, they're telling the hospital, you can't mandate sticking an experimental vaccine in us. It hasn't been tested, and you're not going to do it. And they filed lawsuit over it.
Good. Very good. Very good here.
Now.
Well, they've started, let me tell you something real quick out here. They've started a little shaming process to shame their employees to getting the jab, and putting on your name badge that you received the vaccine. If you don't have it, well, then you're unvaccinated. And only the vaccinated can associate and sit down in the lunchroom with other vaccinated and have had lunch. And the unvaccinated must be separate, far away, and they can eat with their unvaccinated people. So, again, we got a scarlet letter here, using a little bit of shame to get you to comply and going along. I got a little letter going out to the CEO of this hospital and I'm going to educate him. And if he doesn't understand the education, well, then he's just drinking the Kool-Aid, and he's going along with the scam itself. But I'm a little tired of this record.
Steve, the scam is killing people under the guise of we're here to help you.
Oh, yeah, I know. He doesn't know that. He doesn't believe that, probably. I don't know. I'm hoping he calls me. I'm going to give him my number. I'm going to hope he gives me a call. We can talk about it. Because he's not following. This is a hospital that's not following medical science, true medical science. Now, when something emergent comes out like this, warp speed, if a CEO doesn't quite understand that a pharmaceutical doesn't rampantly throw out a vaccine, or they call it a vaccine, in 9 months, it's impossible. That's not the process. It takes 8 to 10 years or more, and lots of trials, lots of peer review. If he doesn't understand that, well, he really shouldn't be a CEO. He's probably just a CEO. They're trying to make money for the shareholders, and that's it. And I'm going to try to crack the ice on this one here and put an end to this stupidity of a sticker on your badge, and you can't sit down with unvaccinated and have lunch.
Oh, by the way, you want to talk about blackmail. I can't recall the event. I think it was in Florida. But they were telling concert goers, if you want to buy a ticket to this, it's $699.
No, it's $999.99.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$18 if you show proof you've had the vaccine, the jab. $999.99 if you haven't.
Did this concert already happen?
It's in St. Petersburg. I'm not sure it's happened yet. It just came out in the news a couple days ago, so I assume it's coming up.
DeSantis.
But DeSantis has ruled that this is unlawful, what you're doing here.
Well, yeah, in 16 different ways from Sunday. And I would like, if the concert didn't happen, I'd like somebody to at least get close enough to take some pictures. It'll probably end up looking like one of Joe Biden's whistle stops for presidency when he was stumping for the presidency. God, 10 people.
Probably
wearing masks. How are you supposed to drink your beer with a mask on? I don't know. Cut a hole in and use a straw.
And they'd be all screaming and rioting because I can't understand what the band is singing.
God.
They all got masks on, too.
Marianne in North Canton, Ohio. Hello, Marianne.
Hi. I'd like to put a shout-out to all the currently serving and past serving.
Yeah, I heard you on Mike Rivero's show, and I looked at Mike, and I said, did I hear that right? And he said, yeah, you heard that right. But go ahead.
I'd like to put a shout-out to all the current and past servicemen. Thank you very much for your service. And I have a comment about, this COVID, the vaccination.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question before you talk about the COVID thing? Did you know that we had 73,000 U.S. servicemen in the two tours in Iraq that are now dead? Did you know that?
I know. That is a shame. And
a shame? A shame? That's a crime. That's not a shame. That's a crime, lady. That's a crime.
I know that. And if it was one of mine, I'd be over there kicking their ass.
Okay, what's your comment What's your comment on the COVID, Marianne?
Well, I want to put out a special shout-out to my staff sergeant's son, Jeff Glass of the U.S. Marines. Thank you very much. And I am very proud of you. And with this, they wanting to know if we're actually vaccinated. Sorry, they can't do that. Thanks to Obama, because he signed a bill stating no one is allowed to know our medical records or anything. So they cannot ask you. They can get fined. I know it's at least $10,000 that they can be fined for even asking.
Yeah.
So just shut up and take our damn money and let us enjoy this damn show.
Hey, Mary, let me ask you something. Do you know what GI stands for?
General intelligence, but that's an oxymoron.
No. GI is a military. It's a government issue.
Yeah, I know.
Your servicemen are owned by the government.
To Uncle Sam, I know.
I told him that.
I said, when you sign that paper, you don't belong to me anymore. You belong to Uncle Sam.
That's right. And what do you think Uncle Sam's going to say? Take this vaccine,
He's gonna say, or what? That he can do whatever the hell he wants
to my son.
All right.
He doesn't take it. He's going to be discharged and give it a dishonorable discharge.
That's right.
Wait a minute, Marianne, I am very proud of him. Pull her down, please.
Marianne, you're not hearing what Steve is saying. Please, Steve, go ahead. Marianne, I'll bring you back up. Go ahead,
Marianne,
Steve.
Marianne, the government owns the soldier, their government issue. If they do not comply with the mandatory jab, they're not saying mandatory now, but they will at some point in time, to tell them, if you do not take the jab, then you'll be discharged. You'll be given a less than honorable discharge, and that will haunt you in your search for jobs. You are government issue, GI.
Yeah.
Okay? They can also make it tough for you. You might find yourself doing KP duty or guard duty. They're going to find ways, just like they're doing in civilian world right now, to make it uncomfortable for you until you comply. Your son, if he does not comply, he's going to get a less than honorable discharge. I guarantee you, he will.
All right, Marianne.
It's a government issue.
Marianne, okay, I'll let you finish up here.
I had to take classes on this every fucking year.
Hey, where the heck do you think you are, lady? Dropper. I need this twit to drop F-bombs on my show because she's stupid? Really? You better find another network to call into, lady, because aside from your ignorance, your dirty little tongue is beyond control. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. I'll put up with your cellophane wrappers rattling rather than that. Holy mackerel.
I don't have one today, but I got a tin can if you want to hear that.
No. Please.
I'm responsible, John. I pushed your buttons.
Well, yeah. How many times have my buttons been pushed on air? Did I ever drop the F-bomb, Steve?
No, you haven't.
That's right. It's called self-control.
I'm sure you wanted to.
Oh, brother.
He did later on when he called me up.
Now, hey.
I'm really calling about that idiot Ducey, but I want to say something about this death count. I mean, I've heard for some time, various sources, that the Bush administration redefined a combat death in the Middle East to keep the numbers low. And what I heard was that if you weren't killed on the ground, if you died in a hospital or if you died sometime later as a result of an injury, that was not a death attributable to your service in the Middle East. And apparently now it's out. And I think the more people hear that, the more outraged they're going to be. That is an outrage. It really is an outrage.
Well, and do you think maybe, Kelly, if people heard the honest numbers, we'd step this thing up? Hey, let's get everybody. I've got a remake of the Yellow Ribbon. Remember the Yellow Ribbon that everybody had the magnetics that they stuck on their car, and all she had to do is display the Yellow Ribbon? Well, I got a Yellow Ribbon on the back of my car, and it just simply says this: bring them home. And if more people, and Kelly, if more people heard how many people have actually died, oh, and by the way, they're not done dying because of the depleted uranium that they fired off all over the place. 18 tons of the stuff, that's there for forever. People are going to continue to die. Maybe the new rotation of troops or whomever in their support groups, maybe they may not get sick because of the uranium. But what about the people that have been breathing this stuff, supposedly the ones we're supposed to be freeing over there?
Well, that's exactly it. Look, you know my background in geochemistry. I'll tell you that when that stuff atomizes, when it hits, it spreads everywhere, and you're going to inhale that, and that's going to affect your entire body. You are going to die a miserable death long term. Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
How
about that?
Yeah.
All right. About that moron Ducey. You said that Ducey vetoed 22 bills because he said they don't have time to deal with that. They got something else. They got a
budget they've got to nail down in 30 days.
The bills have already been passed.
He just rejected them. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
They've already been passed. So sign them and then move on to your budget.
Oh, no.
What this tells me is that somebody else is yanking his chain.
Well, could it be the same chain yanker that was yanking, what was the guy that killed 27? Oh, John McCain that killed 27 of his shipmates because he wanted to show off? Is this the same John McCain that was making recordings for the communist North Vietnamese? Is this the same John McCain we're talking about from Arizona? Hey, Kelly, I kept asking the question, why do people keep voting for this asshat?
Yep. You know, and I've heard from people who live in Arizona that nobody ever votes for him, ever voted for him, but he kept getting elected.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing? Wonder if they had Dominion out there.
I think so.
Wow.
More than likely. But I mean, it just makes no sense to me because the excuse was, well, we have something else to deal with. But this is already dealt with.
That's right.
Sign it and move on.
Thank you for catching that. Thank you.
Yeah.
They have to be passed in order for him to veto them. That's right. Well, he doesn't have time.
John, just to correct you, the naval disaster, which John McCain was part of, the fire aboard this ship there, the USS, whatever it was right here, 134 sailors died.
I'm sorry. It wasn't 27, it was 134?
134 sailors injured, and hold on, let me get the number here. I thought it was 127 that died. Let me research real quick here. I knew it was more than 27. It was 1967, Navy bomber McCain. Let me see here. Oh, man, the pictures on this were terrible.
Yeah. He almost sunk the damn ship.
I bet you're not listening to his combat deaths.
What's that?
134 sailors and injured. Killed 134 sailors.
134. Yeah,
161.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Kelly?
I bet not one of those is listed as a combat death.
Oh, probably not. 67, we were just heating up in the Vietnam War, the one that was run by the UN, and here's your big clue when you have a demilitarized zone. Yeah.
Back when I was in high school, there was an NBC program. It was a special on Vietnam. It was called A Day in Vietnam. And it followed Americans through their tour in a day in Vietnam. And my father was a big decorated officer from World War II. And I remember I was sitting there watching this in the television room. And he walked in, and he was a big supporter of the war. And he said, "Well, it looks like it won't be long before you'll be in Vietnam." I was a junior or a senior in high school, and I said, "I'm not going to Vietnam. This is a war that." This is a war that's being fought not for anything that we need to be worried about. He hit the ceiling. Years later, as a much older man, he admitted Vietnam was an absolute waste of human life and American treasure.
And look what happened. Hey, Kelly, look what happened after the war. The people that wanted to be free, the people that were behind the South Vietnamese, they just wanted to be left alone. How many wars did we're fighting over the? How many? Well, the English were there, the French was there, and so the United States decided it wants to roll in after these guys got a bunch of people killed and killed a bunch of people, and there we go. And North Korea, the Korean War was the same damn thing. That was a UN action, as well. Okay, is everybody ready for this? You never heard this, but guess what? All this crap in the Middle East was with its coalition forces. They never said it was a UN operation, but it was a UN operation. And who was heading it up? Us. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's right. It could be that the United States becomes the force, it becomes the nation to enforce United Nations dictates. That's absolute. It's criminal. It's criminal. And politicians who are promoting us, they shouldn't be just be voted out of office. They ought to be thrown into prison and executed.
Frankly. I'm telling you, there are no standards for who should be whacked for treason against their country anymore. Hell, yeah. They'll just be given a government grant and patted on the head now. You behave yourself.
No, but they'll whack you because you're an extremist. Yeah. Or a terrorist.
Yeah, no, I'm just, as a black friend of mine years ago said, I'm not an extremist. I'm just extremely pissed off.
I like that.
So am I.
All right. Well, Kelly, I thank you.
Thanks for taking a call.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Kelly. Tony in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. We got a break coming up here. Tony, hang on a second. 512-248-8252. We know you're home today. If you're not out because of COVID, everybody else is taking a break for this Memorial Day. And what are we memorializing? Yeah, there have been good men killed, but for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
And I am no wimp. If we're attacked, why do you think I have guns against all enemies, foreign and domestic? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Oh, may wonders never cease. Well, at least she's persistent. Marianne tried to call back in as Marie from North Canton, Ohio. And I'm like, you know, I don't mind people getting passionate. What I do object to is using foul language when it is not necessary. And I asked her, I said, did you even know she was going into Obama? And I said, did you know that George Bush did this? Did you know that 73,000 plus U.S. servicemen have been killed in this foray that was a lie from the start? Well, one would be too many. Okay. The one thing I object to are those that have a loud voice but are ignorant at their core. It doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Well, to say those lies were, when you made the case, and she said, that's a shame. 74,000 young men who died, young women who died.
You know,
a lie. Is it a shame?
Steve, I knew that 40,000 when I told them I wasn't going to Vietnam and they wanted to rotate me into Nam to go hang out of the side of a Huey with a machine gun. I told them no. That's why I was regular Army. That's why I joined for the extra year, to choose my duty station, fulfill my military obligation, not to go fight some BS UN war called Vietnam. I almost went to prison for 2.5 years over that, but I would have gladly done so. God almighty. And I was only 18 years old.
Yeah, I've got to call a spade on when somebody refers to 73,000 dead as just a shame. It's not a shame. It's a crime.
No, yes, you're right. By the way, have you noticed the Vice President, Dick Cheney? Have you noticed George Bush? They've been magically kind of absent. They've gone into hiding because the rest of the world caught up with their BS and their lies.
No.
God almighty. Tony in Pennsylvania.
No accountability, though.
No accountability on that. No, none at all. You know, and George is the one that asked Congress, well, I need to act fast here, so no declaration of war. No evidence. Right. No evidence presented. No votes. No nothing. I just want the power to go kill whatever I want whenever I want.
Yeah. Well, they just set a new precedent of preemptive war. It's okay. Preemptive war. Nobody else can do it but us. That's preemptive war.
Tony, in Pennsylvania, if we run a little bit long, I'll carry you over to the next hour. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, fellas. I was listening to all your very good topics today, especially on war, and especially on the Iraq War, which again, we lost so many people. But remember that war was based on, in my own opinion, a false flag lie. So we went to war. We destroyed Iraq. It was a mess. And probably there were millions of those people dispossessed of their property, killed, and everything else. Now, Biden's in Arlington today, and he gives a little speech. I'll give you a short synopsis of what he said. These Americans weren't fighting for dictators. They were fighting for democracy. They weren't fighting to exclude or to enslave. They were fighting to build and broaden and liberate. Now, as I see it, that didn't happen.
Oh, they got liberated, all right, from their possessions and their very lives. That's what they got liberated from. Tony, anything else, sir?
Well, I just want to say, in that speech at Arlington today, he Biden was always saying, he referred to the United States not as a constitutional republic. Democracy, democracy, democracy is what he was talking about.
Now, Tony, hold on. I'm going to carry you over to the next hour. I'm glad you brought that up, because they keep referring to our country as a democracy, as a form of government. That should get that clown ripped out of office. Just on that issue. Hold on, Tony, and all you callers, we'll get to all of you. Top of the hour break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.